The Aerospace Fuels Research Facility is a one-stop shop for commercial companies looking to ramp up production.
So you make it in here.
Yes.
You test it in where we heard the helicopter.
Yep. Right?
And it's stored in the repository or room of drums. 55-gallon barrels of fuel from all over the world are stacked up. There are liquid fuels made of coal from South Africa. There's also one made from camelina, a weed. Some have been tested on cross-country flights. Alternative fuel is defined as anything without petroleum. Bob Morris makes it to certain specifications.
It's really conventional refinery-type technology, but what's unique for us is our scale and our flexibility.
He says nobody else has this particular combination of fuel-making and testing capabilities. What remains a challenge is the price, according to chemical engineer Tim Edwards.
Right now, we know we can make them. We have a pretty good handle on the processes. I'm writing 3 or 4 different reports on all the test data. So the question is, how can you get the cost of these fuels down as quickly as possible? How do you grow this industry? Because if you can't make the fuels affordably, you know, there's not going to be a new industry.
Edwards is helping the White House, the FAA, the DOE, and others prepare the latest National Aeronautics R&D plan, a large part of which is focused on alternative aviation fuels. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.